everyone. This is Total Nerd List, the podcast where we make lists and be nerds. I'm Shane.
I'm Tom.
And I'm scared.
And this is our long-awaited and long-promised Bean Boozle episode. Can't see it. There we go.
I'm scared.
I am scared as well.
I feel like I'm going to have a panic attack at the idea of eating a vomit or fish or spoiled milk. So the guys are letting me do the extremely hot version instead.
And it doesn't seem like much of a break, to be honest, because I just ate one and it was uncomfortable.
So, remember, everyone, he chose this.
I would rather do hot than stink bug. Oh, God. I'm so scared.
Yes. Well, before we get into that fun, what have you guys been nerding out on our break from season one?
Well, Reggie, do you want to go?
Oh, gosh. What haven't I been doing over break? Playing a lot of video games. Got my Animal Crossing Island. Got a lot of stuff done on that. I've been working on collecting my dream villagers that I've, deemed to be the cute ones that can come live on my island. Tom got Pokemon, so I actually picked up my Pokemon and had messed around with that a little bit. Nice. I forgot that I kind of started a whole new profile to start my game over with a shiny Celebi. Got 6 gym badges in and then just stopped. I'm going to pick that back up and try to finish that. And watching The Nanny got added to HBO, nice. Which is huge for us. I mean, we were like this close from buying it on Amazon because we couldn't find it anywhere to watch.
Aww.
And Corey, one day we were looking for something to watch and he was like, I almost started crying when he put it on. So I've been watching a lot of that.
Did you, was that a sick home from school show for y'all?
It was definitely one of those shows. It was also, I don't know, I guess subconsciously as a little gay boy, for some reason I was just drawn to it. I think Fran Drescher, the actress, is pretty pro LGBT from what I understand. Mm-hmm. And the show definitely was one of the few shows from the early 90s that like depicted gay men in a positive light. Like, we weren't always the butt of the joke. Yeah. Also it holds up. I mean, I am literally laughing my butt off almost every single episode. So I've been really enjoying that. And we've been making our way through the Muppets on Disney Plus, the old 70s Muppet show.
Nice.
And gosh, work. I got my fish tank set up at my office finally.
The shrimps.
They're shrimp. It's a shrimp tank. Super, super cool. I do have one fish in it. It's a Kalulu loach. It's like a little bottom feeder to help clean the bottom.
Loachy.
And I've got about 11 shrimp in there right now, and they're black, red, and blue colored. Super, super cool. So I've been nerding on that and reading a lot about it and kind of researching, making sure I'm doing everything right. And my kid recently got his learner's permit.
Ooh.
So that's pretty exciting. So
look out, world.
Please look out. Dancing game on the Xbox, still playing that. It's just been so long. I've been missing you guys.
Yeah, I miss us a lot too.
We are back together. I'm on Tom's screen and
I can be on Shane's.
Here's my hand. I can be on Shane's screen. So that's been pretty exciting. Vaccines are finally rolling out. People are finally getting them. Please, if you are able to get a vaccine, go get it.
Do it.
We want to do stuff this summer.
Yes.
Maybe we can do like a live on King Street thing or something at some point. But yeah, that's pretty much what I've been nerding out on. A lot of stuff. Nothing, anything specific yet. Everything at the same time. Oh, I got a new grill. That's what we've been doing today. It came with a propane side, a charcoal side, a smoker, and like one of those burners so you can do like a pot out there. So I've been playing with that and reading a lot on that. Nice. So that now I've done what I've been doing.
Very awesome.
Tom, what about you?
Well, we recorded a play.
We did do that.
The top secret play that I wrote.
Top secret play. Very, very fun. Very interesting way to do a play. I'm very excited to see the finished product with all the editing. But that was very fun. So keep an eye out for all three of us and some of our good friends of the podcast. I don't know what's going on.
Right I don't now. Know.
Even. I was going to say anything, but I'm pretty sure I saw Reggie noticing it. So
your eyes are freaking me out, man.
Let's try this again. Because it got moved.
Lean forward. Like move your seat forward a little bit, and then we're going to pull our green screen closer.
There you go.
There we go.
We're still learning this whole streaming thing, even though we just did a play. Where we had green screens. But other than the play, I finally got an SD card for my Switch so I can play more than two games at once, which I immediately went and bought Pokemon, Animal Crossing, and what was the other one? I can't think. All-Stars. Mario Kart. Oh, Mario Kart. Yes. Finally got Mario Kart. Have wanted that game for a while. Love Mario Kart. Only played it a few times, though, because I've been really caught up on Animal Crossing. Finally joined y'all on the dark side with that.
One of us.
It's pretty neat. I enjoy buying clothes a lot.
That's my favorite part.
I find, like, real-life fashion takes up a lot of space and isn't the best for the environment. So having something where I can definitely get fashionable, even though I basically wear leggings. I'm very annoyed that you can't wear leggings as pants. Why aren't pants leggings? Like, your character doesn't even have a butt, so I don't see, like, the modesty thing. But you have these weird little boxers that you wear over leggings no matter what.
Give us leggings for pants, Animal Crossing.
Leggings for pants, Animal Crossing. March was National Blood Clot Awareness Month. As some of y'all know, I had a pulmonary embolism. So raising awareness about that definitely is a big thing. Go to the NBCA on Google it, and there's some good resources for information if someone you've known has had a blood clot, or to learn the symptoms. It's very important and affects a lot of people. And then I gave up on playing Red Dead. I just kept making mistakes, and my character just got too evil, and it was not as fun. So I pulled out on that, but have been catching up on Walking Dead finally. I finally got through the Whisperer War, Shane.
Ooh. Did you like that?
I did, and I love Ryan Hurst so much.
He was great as Beta.
Yeah, he did a great job. He's probably like the most metal character in any show I've ever seen. He kind of reminds me of like one of those like black metal bands that like buries their clothes in the ground so they'll smell dead.
Was he like the redhead bald guy beard?
No.
Was there a redheaded bald guy with a beard? Yeah. In Walking Dead?
Not bald headed, I don't think.
No, maybe I made it up then. I don't know. Was the lady bald?
Yeah, Alpha was bald.
Okay.
Alpha was bald.
See, I know something.
Beta was not, but in the Walking Dead universe, his character was a famous singer. Sorry, spoilers, guys. But in the comic books, he's something else. So.
And then I watched the miniseries Chernobyl. Did y'all ever watch that?
I've been wanting to watch it. How is it?
Corey watched it. I don't do well with it.
Okay, so the whole point of it shouldn't be that nuclear power is dangerous. It's that nuclear power is actually very safe compared to coal power. There's just been some high-profile accidents that have given it a bad name. Mm-hmm. But the whole point of the show is about how basically institutions can come together to fabricate things and cover up things that caused the disaster to be way worse than it was, because part of it was just, I mean, the people actually cleaning up on the ground after Chernobyl were having to fight the propaganda machine of the USSR that really just kind of caused them to not be able to address the big disaster it was correctly. So that was really cool. And then I got interested in the actual details of what happened and downloaded like a 13-hour audiobook on Audible.
Really?
And I've been listening to every now and then when I drive to work. And it's just, I mean, it's a cool situation that it wasn't cool, but
interesting.
I love history and learning about disasters, especially for some reason. So just there was a lot of human arrogance involved in the situation, mm-hmm. more than something being inherently unsafe. But yeah, cool little thing. But that's really what I've been up to. Shane, let the people know what you've been up to on this hiatus from podcasting.
I've been doing a lot of reading and a lot of prepping for April, because April is the month of Camp NaNoWriMo. And that is a month where, as a writer, unlike NaNoWriMo, the official National Novel Writing Month in November, we can practice writing a novel in April if we like. But the really cool thing about Camp NaNoWriMo is that you could choose your own word limit. So if you want to write a short story, that's fine. Set your word limit to whatever short story size is. You want to write a novella, that'll work too. Or if you're like me, you set a low word limit and then you realize you're writing a novel, so you just change it to a novel and hit that goal as well.
Accidental novel. Oops. Still working on my novella. I'll have to debut it next year.
I'm still working on my first sentence.
In the beginning.
Once there was. Ooh. Once there was. Oh, I like that. I got the beginning of my book going.
So the other things I've been doing some reading. I finished my March book, getting ready to start an April book. I also have been playing video games as well. I have played Animal Crossing a lot because we hit the 1-year mark. We got the Mario items.
We got the My Little Kitty items.
Yes.
No.
Sanrio?
Yeah, what is it?
It's essentially Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty. There we go. I don't know why I keep saying My Little Kitty. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, those have come out. I don't have any of that stuff yet. But
I'll send you some stuff.
Yes, Reggie has them. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Animal Crossing. That's kind of been like, I can't break my habit of not playing every day. So
do you do the Nook Miles machine every day too when mm-hmm. you go?
Oh, yes.
So what's your bonus right now?
I'm at almost just 200,000.
Is that?
Oh, it is 300 is the bonus.
Oh, that's the highest it goes?
Yeah,
oh,
it only goes to 300, unfortunately.
I've never made it that far. So.
But yeah, I mean, it's getting to be springtime again, which I really missed on the game, because winter was just dreary like winter was in real life. And I don't like winter in real life. And I wasn't a fan of it on the game, except for the items we got.
But now it's raining.
Yes.
It does rain all the time. And it's so windy. Mm-hmm. Oh.
I got all my CW shows back. So I'm watching all the Arrowverse shows. I'm watching Riverdale. Nancy Drew's come back as well, which is really good. Check it out, guys. It goes a little darker than normal, which is really fun.
I was going to say before we got off Animal Crossing, we made some shirts, some Total Nerdless shirts.
We didn't. Tom made shirts.
We've posted on social media for the download codes, but continue on, Shane. I'm sorry.
Yes, no, that was something else Tom did. And we just recently released them like 2 weeks ago at this point. So check out our social media, all of them. Scroll through our posts until you find Animal Crossing, and you'll see the designs with download codes, and you can wear some Animal Crossing gear.
I did some Nookazon shopping, and when I went to pick up an item that I had bought, the person I bought it from asked me about what my shirt was. I was like, oh, it's just this podcast I do with some friends. It's no big deal. Are you going to watch that Kung Fu show?
I am not.
No.
It's just not my interest. I think it's a little bit of everybody's wannabe Cobra Kai now. And
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, they're popping up everywhere. So, you know, nothing against it. It's just not really my thing right now. And with my other shows, I kind of have a full schedule anyway. I finished watching Teen Titans Season 2, or I think it's just Titans, but I like to call them Teen Titans. It's so good.
Is it really just called Titans?
It is.
Oh, that's how well I know the show. Mm-hmm. I've been calling it the live action Teen Titans this whole time.
I mean, that's what it is. But it's really good. And I like the second season. The third one should hopefully come out this year. Because I was a little bummed when I finished it. I'm like, okay, got season 3. And then I would go to all their media pages and they're filming season 3 as we speak. So,
well, at least they're filming it. Hopefully it'll come soon.
Yeah, because the pandemic could have killed it and it didn't. So yay. But as you guys can see, one note before we mentioned our main event. My name doesn't say Shane Lee on my computer, but I'm Shane Lee.
What does it say?
It says Corey.
Oh,
Corey.
Corey's my. Change it on his.
Corey's my husband.
He guest starred in an episode.
He did guest star. Let's see.
How was it up there?
Is that one of those say change name?
Yes. Here we go, viewers. Oops, I spelled my name right.
Shane Lee!
Woo! All right.
So Your just, Honor, I am
welcome
not
to
a
the
cat.
Podcast, Shane.
Thanks.
You missed Corey.
All right. So this is our long-awaited Bean Boozle episode. We each have our own bowls, as Tom was showing you.
I have a bowl, but mine's all separated, so I'm not going to pick it up because it's mine is different. Mine is intensity levels of hotness.
And I think Tom just regretted something.
But. Mine goes Sriracha, Jalapeno, Cayenne, Habanero, and Carolina Reaper. So every other bean that you guys try, I'm going to eat two of the intensities and go up.
Yes. And for those of you watching, we are playing with the fifth edition. The fifth edition gave us, unfortunately, stink bug or toasted marshmallow, dirty dishwater or birthday cake, and unfortunately took away lawn clippings, which was not one of the bad ones. Like, dead fish could have went, but lawn clippings.
Oh, God, I'm so freaked out, guys. I'm so freaked out. I can't do this. Don't
He's
even.
He's not even playing the same ones we are. Tom and I are doing the bad ones.
Dead bitch. Oh, God.
Should I kick us off?
Mine is the Fiery Five Challenge. That's what this one's what mine is. Okay.
Are they trying to kill someone? Like, is Jelly Belly? Are they evil?
Yes. Are you gonna die? Are we gonna die?
Okay.
Oh my God.
No, no one.
Oh, and everybody, you guys got your spit bags in case yes. you get dead fish. Oh, okay.
So I've got stink bug or toasted marshmallow.
Are we starting with that? That's the worst.
I thought no, we just grabbed them at random.
Do you?
I'm just grabbing them at random. I'm just gonna check it off the list.
Okay.
Oh God, Tom.
This is really
I can't.
Horrible.
I can't.
What is stink bug.
Oh!
You're just eating it like it's fine.
Are we not supposed to eat it?
Oh, I mean, God. If you can, by all means. But I'm just getting mine out if I get stink bug.
Allison, I'm so sorry. You have to kiss me.
Okay, who's next?
I guess that would be me. And if we're just doing one at random. Okay, this looks like it will either be... Oh, it'll either be dirty dishwater or birthday cake. So I'm actually okay with this. Maybe until I get dirty dishwater. Let's see. Birthday cake.
Oh,
you jerk. I win.
Am I going now, or are you guys doing another?
We'll do another one, then you can go.
Okay. I already forgot what I said I was doing. I'm so freaked out.
Oh.
Okay. So I believe this is coconut. Or spoiled milk.
Oh, God. I can't. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Okay.
Spoiled milk.
He's just eating it like normal.
At least they're sweet.
Oh, God, Tom, no. No.
How are you even making it through?
I don't know. I don't have much of a threshold for this.
Here we go. Oh, no. This one is either going to be strawberry banana smoothie or dead fish.
Oh, God, no. Another...
You're gonna... Oh, my God, smoothie.
Shane's cheating for the
this
record.
This is the first time I've ever had it.
Okay, Reggie.
Okay. So my first one up is sriracha. I would also like to go on the record that I don't eat spicy stuff. I have a very, very sensitive stomach. So like my spicy threshold is.
And remember, he chose this guy.
Okay.
Sensitive tum-tum.
How is it?
It's spicy.
Are you going to need to get back, Reggie?
No, I'll eat it. I'll eat it. Okay.
Am I up?
Yep.
Okay, let's see.
We don't have to do the same one twice. So if you get one you already had, just set to the side or something.
Okay, so dog food or chocolate pudding? Dog food.
No, oh God, just why are you getting all the bad ones right?
Why are you continuing to eat them?
Because the people love it.
Because that's what they want. This is what you wanted, isn't it?
It tastes like a mix of canned and dry dog food, though.
Oh, no. Okay, you know, I just eat on the top of mine, so I'm going to grab that, too, and pray to God it's chocolate.
Pudding. Chocolate or dog
chocolate food? Chocolate pudding or dog food. Here we go. Getting the bag ready. It was dog food.
No, stop. Oh, God.
You get the blue ones.
What are the blue ones? Blueberry or toothpaste? Or blueberry.
Okay. Toothpaste. Mm.
Can I have a blue one?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I'll give you two.
Do you have any left on? I've got plenty of mine.
I'm going to save it. I don't want to use it just yet. I don't feel like my...
Okay, so what do I have left? I have... Let's go for strawberry smoothie or dead fish.
Good luck. There's no way you can eat this if it's dead fish.
Dead fish.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't even look at you. No. Oh, I can't even look at you. Oh, God. Oh.
So at least Shane finally got a bad one. I haven't gotten a good one yet.
I escaped the dead fish. The dead fish is bad.
Oh my God. You guys.
Oh, that means it's my turn again. All right, we didn't want it random.
And my eyes are still weird. It's actually the beans doing it.
All right, this is either going to be Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks.
Oh, okay. Stinky socks. That's not... We've all chewed on a stinky sock.
Stinky socks are bad.
Are they really bad?
Yes.
How does one figure out what stinky socks taste like?
I don't know, but it tastes like what you would think they smell like. Just like how... Well, I mean, I guess they could make a dog food jelly bean, but that vomit one that's still coming up for both of us tastes like vomit.
I feel like I'm going to pass out.
All right, so let's see if this is dirty socks stuff.
From yours?
From just you guys. You're you need me to... I need it.
Oh, stinky socks.
I need a nerve pill, y'all.
It was blueberry.
Is it Reggie's turn or do I have one more?
Nope. Okay. Jalapeno.
I think I'm going to do the hot ones after we're done.
Just for fun?
Just for funsies.
Might Shane? Drive you.
Okay.
I don't know if I survived this.
Jalapeno.
You're doing better than I did. It was instantaneous for me.
I think he's feeling it now.
Oh, God, it's so hot. It's so hot. What is the why? I'm like...
Is it just jalapeno?
It's just jalapeno. It tastes just like it, too. Oh, man.
So, buttered popcorn or rotten egg?
Oh.
I feel like I know a lot of people who wouldn't be able to tell a difference because they hate the popcorn jelly beans.
I mean, I do, but I'm not sure they have one now.
Rotten egg.
Oh. Yo, the jalapeno one is like right here. It's like not going nowhere.
Tom. You don't have to eat it.
This is rough.
It's my turn. What we got here? Oh, no. Great. Peach or barf?
Oh, God, no. I can't. This is the one that I've been freaking out about. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm so freaked out. Oh, God.
All right. Here we go.
No. Oh, God.
Are you okay, Shane?
Oh, no.
Okay, what do I have left?
Y'all, I'm gonna pass out. I can't. I'm like,
oh my God. Birthday cake or dirty dishwater? Dishwater.
What? How? How are you getting the bad one every
single time? I don't know. Shane brought the boxes.
I let you choose.
Yeah, is this a joke box where it's like all bad ones? Like, what? Where does it say it?
It doesn't.
At least it has like a nice piney aftertaste.
Does it? I was gonna say, what's it taste like?
I don't know, like pine salt. Kind of.
I might take that over after barf.
Pine salt and gray water. Ugh.
Oh, it's back to me already.
This is wild.
All right, so let's see. Dunkin' dog food. Oh, we'll just get this burger over with. All right, we have. Okay, I have four.
Wait, am I up after Shane?
Yes.
Oh no.
Okay, so I chose this one. Oh, you can't see it.
What is it?
Booger.
Yeah, this is booger.
Or pear.
Booger or pear? Did you pick a booger one though?
I hope not.
Ooh. I ate boogers plenty as a kid, so that one wouldn't bother me. This is for my mom. No, my mom literally like will gag even if you like pretend booger jokes around her, like she can't.
So don't wipe any boogers on your mom.
Don't do it.
Are you doing another one, or is it my turn again?
It's Reggie's.
I'm like, all right. Cayenne is next for me.
No joke.
Are you eating two?
Yeah, because you guys have to do two. Oh, okay. So I'm trying to make it as fair as I can since I'm being a...
I mean, I'm fine with you having one. It's the hotter they get.
I'm the baby that I'm being. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. Oh God. Oh God.
Well, while he dies, I will try my hand at pear or booger.
So. Oh, that's so hot. Okay, I'm eating a blue one.
Do it. I hope it's toothpaste for your sake. I don't know if that'll help, but.
Booger, I guess?
If it's not pear, it's booger.
I was blueberry and it did not help.
No.
It was delicious, but it did not help.
I think all I've got left are Tutti Frutti / Stinky Socks or barf / peach.
Right, and all I have left is spoiled milk or coconut and rotten egg or butter popcorn.
Wait, I have habanero and Carolina Reaper left.
I think we accidentally skipped you.
Oops.
Yes, but that's okay. Well,
does that mean I have to do like you do one and then I'll do?
Oh, we can do that.
We should try spicy vomit.
No.
No. No, Tom.
Habanero vomit.
All right, so that means my turn?
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
But I have to go again after you?
The taste of that wasn't so bad. It was the fact that the jelly bean, I'm pretty sure they like engineered it to have the consistency of a booger.
No, Tom. Why are you eating them? All right, so, oh, God, I hate both of these. Let's get the worst over with. Please, please eat butter popcorn.
What is it? Butter popcorn or what?
rotten egg.
Oh my God, my tongue is on fire, y'all. Like, oh.
No. Oh, blueberry.
I need like a spit bucket because I am like hyper salivating over here, guys. Like this, my mouth is on
I need
fire.
There we go.
Okay, so.
Ooh. Wait, I think I have to go now.
I'm down. Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I only have, you guys only have one more left, right? Is that your last one?
No, I have two left, I think. I don't think I've done stinky socks yet.
You haven't.
What have you not done?
Spoiled milk.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
How do we get off from each other?
So, I don't know.
It's okay. I'll wait.
Okay.
I was going to eat some more spicy ones, too.
I'm going right now. I'm getting out of the way. Habanero. Here we go. No. No.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, you're suffering. I shall try stinky.
Oh, God, no.
Tutti frutti.
You got one. You got a good one.
I'm going to eat the stinky sock one.
Ew.
No.
Where's the stinky sock? I think it might be stinky sock.
There's no fruit taste in the stinky socks whatsoever.
I don't know. Maybe Tutti Frutti's just gross flavor.
I don't know because I've never had it.
Try this one. Nope, this was a stinky sock.
I feel like...
I made a mistake.
Here, well, since we're off, because you still have one more, right, Tom?
Yes.
Let me regretfully try this jalapeno one that everyone's going on about.
Vomit or peach?
Do you like spicy stuff, Chain?
I do. But this is hot.
As you can see, the taste of these beans are pixelating my video.
What'd you get?
I haven't tried it yet.
Yeah, tongue is on fire, but ate it.
So should I do vomit first, or should Reggie do Carolina Reaper? Do you need another round?
Oh.
I'll do it.
Oh, God. You really have to do one of these. I would not do
two. No, I'm doing two. I started this way. I'm going out.
Oh, Reggie.
All right. So, Mom, I love you. Corey, I love you. Tom, Shane, I love you guys.
It's been an honor doing this podcast with you.
Gentlemen. Oh, child. My child that I love. Fruit of my loins. I dropped one on the floor and I don't want my dogs to eat it.
Hold on. That would not be good.
Oh, Jesus.
Who the hell do you know when it's hot? My tongue is on fire. I don't even see how you're...
All right, here we go. Carolina Reaper, gone.
Oh, the pain.
Uh-uh.
You know, I'm nervous. I haven't thrown up in like 2 decades. I don't know what vomit tastes like anymore.
Maybe you won't find out. You got all the bad ones at the beginning. Maybe you'll get good ones at
the end. I'm kind of open to trying it.
You'll know as soon as you bite into it.
Do you have more blue ones I can have?
You can promise.
Peach.
Really?
Let me try another one.
No, you really don't have to.
Let me try another one.
If you want to, I won't stop you.
Oh, I don't have any more in my bowl. Do you have any more of that color?
I do. You pass it to him. We should get a blue. Okay. Is it peach?
No, it's vomit.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a, like...
pass my ball back. I got one more.
That's kind of awful.
I can't believe you ate it.
Oh.
All right, last one because we've made it to the end.
Oh.
Please be coconut.
It's gotten worse.
No.
I spit everywhere on my computer.
Oh.
My mouth has so much saliva in it right now.
I need a habanero to clear the palate.
Have a habanero. Mm.
Where's your taste?
Well, that's good. Oh, nope.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm. You're supposed to have milk for spicy stuff. I don't think wine does the same thing. As...
Oh, this was so much worse, Reggie.
Why did we say we would do this?
Because it's oh my god, people love it, right?
Do you love it, people? Do we?
Is this what you wanted to see? Is this what you wanted?
Oh,
you entertained.
I'm turning a little red now. I think we should probably sign off. But if you like us, guys, keep an eye on our channel. Give us a like, a subscribe. Keep an eye out. We'll be doing more videos.
Sriracha in there, Mike.
Here's the Carolina Reaper.
Oh, should I try it? Signing off.
Oh.
Carolina Reaper.
Talk to y'all later.
Carolina Reaper. Goodbye, world.
Goodbye.
Oh.
This was a mistake.
I think habanero was worse, but they're mixing.
Mixing in some type of like Sharknado Piranaconda epicness.
Turn off the movie. I don't want to see no more.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.